Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago. Alright, so want to invite everybody to another edition of USA Blog Network's The Dopeness Interview Series. We got a special guest, man, straight live from the west side of Chicago, my homeboy Remo. What's up, fam?
What's up, Joe? What's up? What it is, y'all?
Man, Sunday, chilling, cup of Hennessy. You know what it is?
Yeah, it's relaxed. I'm in the studio,
though.
That's where I'm at with it.
That's what it is. Now, for y'all who don't know Remo, like I said, he's a west side of Chicago native, west side to best side. He's making a lot of noise throughout the city in the Midwest with his joints Extra that we just played and Make a Mess. All right, currently in heavy rotation on radio, mixtape circuits, all of that. Now, both songs have visuals. So you can go on YouTube right now and check out Extra. You can check out Make a Mess that we're going to play later on. But check that out on YouTube. And basically, you want to be on the lookout for Above the World ENT. So we're going to get into all of this. But first, I want to hear, I want to talk to Remo about, like, your history, where you've been, where you at right now with the music, and then where you plan to be, you know, in the near future and like 5 years down the road. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, word. So how long you been rapping, man?
since like 2013. I used to always listen to, you know, a lot of music. I've always been a music guy. Grew up on hip-hop, you know. Grew up off Lil Wayne and Gucci Mane. So, you know, they inspired a lot. You know,
Right.
Rapping way back at 13, I had dropped a video to the Meek Mill's Levels remix. Yeah, that's my first visual I had dropped. That's when I really, really started, like, liking music. You know, I got a little reaction to people who liked it, so you know, I like to pay a little attention a little bit.
So 2013, you know, what was you doing before you was rapping?
I was hustling, man, you know. Busting them jugs. Yeah, busting them jugs, man, you know. Trying to get it out the mud, doing what I had to do to provide for the family, yo. You know, that shit only lasts so long.
What I really want to know, man, and I always try to ask this question is, like, what sparked in your mind that music is really what you want to do? Like, you want to leave that life behind and provide for your family with music. Like, what happened or what instance did that, like, click in your mind?
Like, I wasn't really, like, good at sports like that or none of that, so everybody else was playing sports, you know, I was always misled and somewhere else doing other stuff. So I was running the streets for a minute, you know, providing for the family. Then I went to jail off a little incident. You know, I came home, you know, I wasn't no sports man. I really wasn't no working man, but, you know, I made that song, and I just felt it like, man, I can write poetry, and poetry is like rap, so if I can lay it on the song, you know, I just got into it, man. I just really, really got into it, and I fell in love with music, you know. I just treated it how I treated it out there. I cook it up.
How long was you down for?
Nice, cook it up and put it out there. You say what?
How long was you down for?
2 years. 24 months.
Man, that had to change the life. Shit, 2 years.
Yeah, it had to change, man. Had to do something different, man. You know, if you do the same thing, you're going to get the same result, you know. So I changed it up to see different results.
So do you think you came back home with a different mindset?
Yeah, way better mindset. You know, cut off a lot of friends, changed a lot of things about me, start moving different, you know.
Right.
You see a lot of stuff when you go to the gym. You see a lot of stuff and a lot of people turn on you.
How did you get the name Remo?
Yeah, you know, from my first name, you know, really Kareem. I take the K and the A off and put it at the end. I put an O at the end. It really came from my cousin. You know, he'd be drunk. I always be just talking crazy, making nicknames to everybody. They was calling me Karimo. You know, you just got to call him Remo. It sounds better. You can't be out there and call him Karimo. They all niggas going to think he's sweet. So, you know, his name Remo. You stick with Remo, that sounds nice on you.
Yeah, it's a dope name,
ever
man.
Since then, I've just been chilling. I was like a nickname.
Okay. So somebody had to influence you to get in the booth and to really do it. You know, I know you grew up on Wayne, Meek Mill, all of that. Name, like, who influenced you, like, personally, and also, like, industry cats who you kind of like.
Yeah, well, my uncle influenced me. You know, he's been building the studio. You know, and then I had linked up with him. He's like, yeah, man, we just need to get it going. So that's after I made all that. Really, I was still in the streets when I first started. So, you know, I wasn't paying attention. Then with my uncle, he's been building the studio and stuff. You know, he's like, man, get out the streets. That influenced me then, you know. Once I saw that I can write and stuff, I'm like, shit, I want to be like a Gucci Man and Lil Wayne. Come back and forth with songs, you know. Come all year with songs. Every 2 weeks come with a new video. Every week come with a video. So basically, like, my uncle inspired me to, like,
man, shout out to Unk. Salute to Unk.
Yeah, shout out to Unk. He's still here now, above the world. You know, I want to be like a Gucci and Wayne. Outwork everybody that's around me, you know. I just want to be outworking people.
Okay. What would you call your music, though? Like, as far what style of music, if we were to put it into a bucket? What we say is drill, what we say is flex, sauce music, you know, what style should we call this?
crazy thing about it, it's like a tornado. All of it got stuck up in there. Everything in there. It's a mix of all that. That's the crazy thing. Like, I got different styles, so you're going to always hear something like, man, that sounds like some drill. Or, man, he's saucing on that one. Man, he flexing on that one, man. That boy is stunting. You know, it's like a mix of everything. So you can't even, you got to wait. They can't really face me yet.
Joe, I kid you not. When I listened to the two videos, the extra and that new one you got, that make a mess. Man, Joe, I felt like I was like it was like Know Your Clap, like it was like some Louisiana like up tempo drill music or something. So it's definitely, yeah. I thought it was gonna be more like some drill, like some key for like some Louis or something like that, where it's kind of like slow and dumbed down, but it's up tempo.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like all of them. Like you can turn up off of it, you can flex off of it, or you can be a killer off of it too. You know, you can be what you want to be off Remo music. You know, that's the Remo new wave.
All right, so we're gonna go ahead and play this "Make a Mess." I want you to go ahead. Before we go into the song, I want you to give a brief bio of what it's about. Like, tell us what it's about real quick, and then introduce it, and I'm gonna play it.
All right. Yeah, this Remo Extra, y'all, is really about me stepping into this industry, making a mess, and getting my name seen. Wherever I go, I'm going to make a mess, y'all. I'm really ill, going to make a mess. Period. All
right.
So they go make a mess,
get into it. So that's what we're speaking on right there, man. It's called Make a Mess. Y'all can get at them right now on Facebook, Remo Into Deep. Go to Twitter.
Yeah.
It's Remo D-O-E. Instagram, you know, you're on IG all day, every day. Remo underscore N, the number 2, deep. And or either you can go to above underscore the underscore world underscore ENT. So, yeah, I want to talk about the label, man. So how'd you get involved with the label? Is that your label, or how did that come about, Above the World ENT?
Yeah, man, you know, me and my uncle, you know, we was working, and, you know, we was promoting my name, and then, you know, we needed something to stand on. So, you know, we ain't want to really go with Dope Gang, you know, that's like the street, you know. So my uncle came over to Above the World, me and my uncle, you know, Above the World. So we came, you know, trying to be above and peep everything before it peep us, you know, trying to be above everybody. Me and my uncle came
over. Oh, that's
over
dope,
that,
man.
You know?
So y'all came up with the label, right? So is it just
yeah.
for you? You gonna be the only client on the roster, or you got more artists?
Man, we got some more, man. We got Billa. We got somebody named Billa G. We got some out. They already know on YouTube. Going up. We got Jill King, Kima, Lil Mission. You know, we got some new artists. We coming. We still collecting.
Word. That's what's up, man. So. Just building a roster up and dropping a lot of videos. So you got Extra and you got Make a Mess. Is this all for any particular project? You got something coming up or what?
Yeah, I got something coming. Same video, man, by Billy. I got something. Remo on the Land, produced by Kid One and Chase Davis. Dropping like next week on Peepo. That's coming soon. Stack of Sod just dropped it on the mixtape, Chasing the Bag 3. You know, it's out now, Spirella. You know.
Man, that's like 3 projects.
Yeah, you know, I got some more out too. You know, I got a big recent intro on YouTube. I got a lot of music out, man. You just got to go search Remo. I got another single I dropped last year, Remo's Firing. Yeah, I got a lot of groundwork. Then with one of my artists, I got a song with Kima. Stand My Ground, I did a feature with her. That's on YouTube. They can get that shit. I got a whole mixtape coming September 12th. Yeah, we were.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up, my nigga. So,
you can find Remo on Apple Music, Tidal, all that. That's still, wherever you go, you can find Remo Extra. Go get it.
So they could just Google Remo, and it'll pop
up.
Remo Chicago,
yeah.
Remo Extra.
Yeah, Remo Extra. It's going to pop up everywhere. Title, anywhere you can go get it. Go get that now.
Word. All right. So, man, what else you got going on? So, you know, we talked about where you've been, what you're doing right now. We still haven't got into that video, though. That's really what they need to go check out. And then we can talk about, like, where you see yourself with Above the World in a few years.
Yeah.
So, was y'all in a strip club on that video for Make a Mess?
Yeah, we actually opened up for Black Youngster that day at V-Live. Yeah, we was at the strip club in Chicago, V-Live. I opened up for Black Youngster there, you know. So that's where that come about. We was in the club, turned up.
Word. Who did that beat?
Kid Wanda. He do a lot of music with Lil Fo, that's Lil Fo producer. Shout out Kid Wanda, man.
So you did the whole video in V-Live?
No, we did, and then we did one in the house we got, in the little condo we got. We finished
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, I saw that, man. Pretty upscale.
Yeah, man.
Y'all getting some bread over there.
Yeah, man. You know, we getting it together. We got it together over there, man. Now we're trying to get it out there, man. We got the work. We got the work. We're trying to treat it like the streets. We got the work, and we're trying to get it out there.
All right. So let me ask you about short-term goals and then long-term goals. So for the rest of 2017, what we need to be looking out for? What you got coming up?
I need to be looking out for the mixtape called Big Recent. You know, that's coming out. Right now I'm building a fan base, getting everybody to know who I am. I got a lot of bios out. I just dropped a bio on Who's Next. They can go look at that, get to know me a little more. Right now, it's all about building a fan base and getting on. And then, you know, I got a lot of more projects, y'all. Just look out, man. I'm coming. I got a lot of more videos dropping. I got, like, a lot of videos coming. A whole bunch. A mixtape and a lot of more singles on the side of that mixtape. And I just remixed that.
You got any other?
That's on YouTube right now.
You got any other big shows like that Black Youngster show?
No, my manager working on song now. We got song coming up. We got some in Atlanta coming up. I can't really say too much because I ain't really got all the information about it.
Right. Okay. Well, those are short-term goals. What about as far as, like, down the road, you know, with Above the World, ENT, what do you see yourself, like, in a few years from now? You know, after you build that fan base and after you, you know, got your people up, like your roster, they all got their fan bases. Do you see yourself just like staying independent or signing the label to a bigger label or just being like an international, you know, artist? Like, what are your goals? What are your plans?
Yeah, most likely stay independent, yo, and work. You know, just stay strong, just stay together. Everybody stay together. Try to stay independent. You know, if a label comes with something good, it benefit all of us. We all together, so it's all about us. Because they ain't got enough for all of us, we don't want it. Other than that, we can keep doing what we're doing because we already doing it on our own anyways, you know. So whatever they can offer, we probably can offer ourselves. But most likely, stay independent. And I see us going real far. We've got a lot of hard work, and we stay dedicated like we supposed to. Probably, yeah, I can see everybody looking at Above the World and trying to come here. Every artist I'll go out west, south, south, west, but I can see them coming. I can see my roster going crazy. Once we get on and notice, I can see my roster standing the streets up. That's all I can see.
Well, Remo, brother, I really appreciate you coming on, man. USA Blog Network, you know, talking with us. Man, salute to the whole west side of Chicago, man. Much success with the YouTube channel, Make a Mess. Y'all go and check that out, man.
Yeah, y'all go get
it, up
man.
On Twitter.
Much love to YouTube for having me, man. Much love.
Y'all hit him up on Twitter. It's Remo, D-O-E. Go ahead and follow him right now on Instagram. Remo, R-E-E-M-O.
Yeah.
And it'll pop up with all of his outlets. Go ahead and follow that. The shit is dope. So, I mean, it's no question. Once you hit, you don't want to follow the movement. That's it. That's all. That's all we got.
Yeah, I'll go follow that move, man. It's coming strong. Watch out for Remo on the land. If you drop on Vivo, it might be the one.
All right, and most definitely, you'll be able to check him out later on today on ChicagoBangers.com and across the USA Blog Network. Salute one more time to you, brother. And we out of here.
Salute, Steve. All right.
All right, one.
All right, one, man.
Ain't getting no beat.
Dope gang. RG, nigga. Reese Money Gang. Hey, Remo, why you flex? Hey, Remo on that extra.
They like Remo, why you flexing? I'm that extra, I go extra on them. Niggas got one time to disrespect me, I get them blasting on them. All these bitches love me, when they see me, they be jumping on me. Jumping with some legs, and I turn to gymnastics on them. I got extra money, y'all be stunting, I go extra on them. I got extra shots, clear your block, I go extra on them. I got extra foreign bitches ready to do what I want. I got extra shooters, and they ready to kill who I want. They like Remo, you too extra, God and blessed you like I hot you. And I'm so RMG like referees, like I'm with Paru. Chopper erase you like a razor, niggas fake like niggas cartoon. And these bitches, they be nothing, but that's who they get they heart to. I go extra savage, stupid, dumb, like throw my life away. I got extra clips and bullets just to feel alright today. I'm a demon, plus I'm rude, I never had nothing nice to say. Plus I'm super catchy, fragile, let's be SB Aladosia. I'm a shooter, a recruiter, I'm controlling. He's a loser, his bitch dig holding. You tweak with me, I react by guns blowing. You fuck boy, I ain't protected like Trojan. My bitch do extra and I let her, I go extra on her. I got extra switches, roll up, we smoking, homie. I got extra niggas, pose up, we waiting on them. I left my ex bitch hoes up, I be flexing on them. Remo, why you flexing? I'm not extra, I go extra on them. Niggas got one time to disrespect me, I get them blasting on them. All these bitches love me, when they see me, they be jumping on me. Jumping with some legs, and I turn to them, I got extra money, I be stunting, I go extra on them. I got extra shots, clear your block, I go extra on them. I got extra foreign bitches ready to do what I want. I know who I grind to be. I don't want your damn opinion, you ain't got no dime for me. In the trenches getting bitches, I was doing crime to eat. I would get extra for the shorties who will follow after me. I would do kidnapping and murder for them niggas rhyme with me. I'm a dope boy hitman, I got niggas hand for me. I hit extra licks, man, and your bitchy lick on me. Plus I'm fresh up out the toilet, can't no nigga shit on me. Extra saucing on these niggas, I've been dressing all year. Extra flossing on these bitches like I'm brushing teeth in here. They like, would you look at this? He extra flexing over here. Nigga, come and get your bitch. She being messy up in here. They like, Remo, why you flexing? I'm not extra, I go extra on them. Niggas got one time to disrespect me, I get them blasting on them. All these bitches love me. When they see me, they be jumping on me. Jumping with some legs. And I turn to gymnastics on them. I got extra money, I be stunting. I go extra on them. I got extra shots. Clear your block. I go extra on them. I got extra foreign bitches ready to do what I want. I got extra shooters and they ready to kill who.